to another episode of Pretty Not Smart with your host, Louis, a.k.a. the baddest turkey.
And Yoatsi. Happy
Thanksgiving,
all turkey day. Happy Thanksgiving. Louis, what do you call Thanksgiving?
Día del pavo.
El día del pavo. Why? No, Latinos call it, it's called Día de Acción de Gracias.
I thought it was Día de Pascua.
All Easter. That's Easter. Pascua is Easter, fool.
What does Pascua mean?
Easter.
Pascualita.
Pascualita, she pops up.
She's it's like, all her holiday.
Today I was filming an assumptions video, and people were like, true this, you look like Pascualita. And I was like, fuck you guys. I'm like, but it's Día de Acción de Gracias. But growing up, I called El Día del Pavo.
Oh, wait. Día de Acción de Gracias. Oh, I've never really
Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, I've never really broken it up. So I was always like, Día de Acción de Gracias. Like,
it's
when you just
really
say like
long,
that sounds weird.
El Día de Acción de Gracias.
Like, thankful for the actions in Spanish.
Yeah, de Acción
feliz
de Gracias.
Feliz Día de Pascuas y Pascualitas y todo
yeah,
en between.
Feliz Día de Acción de Gracias.
But de gracias.
It's Thanksgiving's Day, but I feel like we called it either Turkey Day or Día del Pavo.
Now I know why I was always confused when people would say Día de Gracias.
Día de Acción de Gracias.
Because gracias is also similar to gracioso. Like, ¿qué te se hace muy gracioso? Like, ay, sí, muy gracioso.
Muy
like,
gracioso
it's funny.
Tú.
So that's why I was always like, why is it Happy Day of Laughing?
Yeah, like, what is this day?
Día de Acción
de Gracias.
All right, what's my word of the century before we dig into Día de Pascualitas?
Okay.
Pascualitas. We should have her as a guest.
We should. You down, girl? She sends us an email.
She'll haunt us right now.
Okay.
Pascua.
It's Pascua.
I was going to say.
It's Pascua. I just want to make sure that I'm going to spell it right.
Okay. Because that sounds scary, fool. And it's in Latina.
I like how I'm having you spell Pascua. That's literally Easter, dude.
Oh, wait. For real.
But
whatever.
Just do it.
Okay. Happy Easter. Pascualita. P-A-Q-U.
Pascua?
Pascua? Pascua. Oh, wait. P-A-S-Q-U-A.
No. It's P-A-S-C-U-A. Pascua.
Oh, Pascua. Oh, so
he was like, Pascua.
Instead of a Q, it's a C.
It's a C. Pascua.
That word is like if English and Spanish had a baby.
Louis is going to have to direct today's podcast because I don't feel good.
This podcast is sponsored
by Louis Castro.
Yeah, so this bitch is sick. Why are you sick? What do you
dude,
feel?
Dude, I don't know. I got the same
bitch,
time.
No. Since it was exactly the same time, I was like, why does my voice sound so loud? But we literally like, did at the same
time. It sounded so like echoey yes. on that day.
I was like, oh, I'm about to turn this shit off.
I was like, I'm a man.
What do you
what
feel?
What was the question? Oh, so yesterday, like during the morning, I woke up just feeling like really cruda, even though I didn't drink the night before.
I know.
And I was like, what's going on? And like my eyes could not open. I just felt like I was so tired. And I was like, maybe I'm just really tired from the weekend because we did just come back from Vegas. But my body just felt like, you know, when you have like body aches and shit.
Yeah.
But I was like, maybe it's because of all the walking in Vegas and shit. And as the day progressed, like it started getting darker and I just started getting colder. And I was like, I shouldn't be like doing nothing. I should just like be like tapada. Yeah. And then I was driving back home, you guys. And I literally felt like I was about to fall asleep in the car.
Oh, you were driving?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, okay, I need to relax. And then I got home and I like drank hella water. And then today when I woke up, I feel like I woke up worse. I just feel like I have like a stuffy eye all COVID.
I know. I'm like,
no,
get out.
I have COVID, but just like stuffy nose. Like if I had like something really big right here sitting in the front of my
like
face.
A huge dick.
Just like slapping me. I'm just kidding. And then like a little sore throat. And I'm just like so dead.
Maybe because your body's just tired. That's probably what it is. We did like 3 days in Vegas party nonstop. We want to talk about it when Andrea's
when
on the
Andrea
podcast.
Gets here.
But yeah,
but
I
my
feel
throat
like,
hurts. Like my throat hurts and my nose is like so itchy. And I'm like,
and that's just you. We're all gushy.
I know.
So stay away on your side.
I'm like, ah, too.
Bitch, don't cross to the purple sign.
But I'm excited because that trip was really fun. But we didn't want to talk about it till Nan got here.
Yeah, so we're going to save it.
Yeah, we're going to save it for another time.
But going back to our Thanksgiving Pascua reunion. A lot of y'all actually wanted us to just talk about like Thanksgiving and what we're thankful for. And I thought it was cute since this episode is going live on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I think before we get hella deep into like our family stuff, Thanksgiving really changed its meaning for me after I grew up. I don't know about you, but like after growing up and realizing what Thanksgiving actually is, it broke my heart. What? About like history. What happened in history?
What happened in history?
You didn't go to school?
I never paid attention to history. I failed history so many times. I hated it.
So when I grew up in elementary school, they just told us about how Christopher Columbus had a Thanksgiving dinner with what he called Indians. And it was indigenous people. And he called them Indians because he thought he landed in India.
An Indian? He's all inside of an Indian.
No, in India. So he had like this cute little dinner with them and they taught them all their traditions. Like, welcome to our land. This is how we eat. This is what we do. So together they brought in their traditions and they had a lovely Thanksgiving feast. And that's what started the tradition of Thanksgiving.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Like
That's even like the basic knowledge, and I didn't even know that. I swear, I just thought like something to do with turkeys.
No, and well, they ate just they had big feasts, so I think that's why it turned into having turkey for Thanksgiving, like a big ass pollo, you know. But it was basically just the indigenous people showing Christopher Columbus and his crew, like, y'all, this is what's going on, and blah blah blah. But then it gets really twisted because later on when I was in high school and I was older and I did my own research, it's really fucked up because Christopher Columbus, the indigenous people were so nice and offered so much to him. But he was like, I don't give a fuck. And he still murdered and did so many awful things to all the women and took their land.
Oh, wait, I do remember hearing about that.
So for a long time, well, for now, I feel like it changed the meaning for me because obviously it's still Thanksgiving and I'm still grateful for so many things. But when you go back to history, I get really sad and I think about like what it actually meant and like how many people, you know.
So you think that what we celebrate now is actual the good side of Thanksgiving of, you know, because that's what I remember is just always like being thankful for like your family and your friend, everyone coming together. Like,
yeah.
Just having like a time for everyone to really come together.
Yeah. Well, but that's what happened back in the day until he murdered everyone.
Yeah. And then I was going to say, so like the fucked up side of it is that's what it was at the beginning. And everyone thought like coming together, sharing traditions.
Yeah.
But then he came back and just did his own thing, backstabbed everyone.
And he like he took their traditions and you know, just killed a bunch of them and took their land because that's what he wanted. But like they lent him a hand and he was like, bye.
I think I do remember actually now, like going to high school, I do remember hearing about that and like the ugly.
Yeah, and I feel like growing up, they don't teach us, like when we're in elementary school, it's just like Turkey Day and Thanksgiving.
I remember like just tracing my hand and making it a pavo.
Yeah.
Remember?
Oh, yeah. Travis just did that. They do a little turkey with their hand. But I think actually I learned it in college, not high school. I learned that in college because I feel like college is so much more free.
Yeah.
And you just talk about everything. Mm-hmm. So in college, we went on a whole rant about it and how they wanted to cancel Columbus Day as a holiday. I don't know if it did get canceled or not.
Oh, I don't know.
Christopher Columbus Day. Somebody look it up and let us know if it got canceled as a holiday. Yeah, because a lot of people were like,
I don't think anybody even celebrates that day, though. Everyone's just like, we got a day off of work.
Yeah, or I don't know what the situation with that is.
Yeah.
But they wanted to turn it more into like an indigenous celebration day.
Be a lot nicer.
So maybe you guys know. So maybe give us some updates on that.
Or any other additional information you guys know. Because
we're pretty not smart. So I probably got some stuff wrong.
And everyone's like, babe, you're completely off.
Like, it wasn't even Christopher Columbus.
I know. You all have like the wrong person. I'm
like, oops.
I'm like, isn't he on the dollar bill?
No, bitch.
Who's on the dollar bill?
Andrew Jackson. Oh, no. He's on the 20. Wait, it's Abraham Lincoln. Oh no, that's the penny. I don't know. We have a dollar bill.
I know. I'm like, what the fuck? No, but yeah, I was gonna say, like, I feel like my meaning of Thanksgiving aside from everything that you just explained that literally just came back to me right now, to me, it's always just been about, like, being thankful for, you know, my family and my friends. And it's crazy that you bring, like, that up about, like, in college you had a whole new meaning. And I thought you were going to go a whole different route, because I feel like I had a very similar experience where when I was younger, like, for example, Thanksgiving really was just time for all of us to eat. Uh-huh. And then for Christmas, it really was just, like, about presents. Yeah. But I feel like as I got older, I've just came closer to you guys and, like, the values and, like, just having, like, just being so appreciative of having all of you guys. Mm-hmm. That the meaning is just so different. Like, for example, Christmas, I feel like now it's not even so much about, like, let me see what you guys bought me, because when I was little I was always like, que juguete, like, que juguete me compró mi mami, pa. Like, it just kind of turned into, like, really paying attention to the details of the things you guys buy me. I don't know, like, it's like, you don't have to buy me these things, but you guys are like, oh, like, I bought you this because of this. Or, like, for example, your birthday just passed and my mom bought you, like, little cucharitas because she saw you were missing some. Or, like,
all my little Hello Kitty stuff.
Yeah, like, it's the small details like that that I'm like, you guys, like, don't have to buy me a gift, but it's nice seeing you guys pay attention to details. And, for example, like, Thanksgiving, I get so excited for Thanksgiving. Yeah. And before, when I was younger, guys, it really was just like, what am I going to eat?
Yeah,
like,
for real.
Like, what are we eating? But, like, I get so excited now that we're a little older that we have so many Friendsgivings. People love hosting Friendsgivings.
Yeah, Friendsgiving.
It's a time for all of us to hang out and just, like, appreciate one another. And then for our family, what we do for Thanksgiving, like, before, I would just get excited to go to Black Friday shopping right after.
Dude, I don't even do Black Friday shopping anymore. I feel like that dies down. Anymore. It's not the same.
Yeah.
But I feel like Thanksgiving, for sure. I mean, we all live in separate homes now. Mm-hmm. All of us. I have my home. Louis has his. My parents. And Andrea's all the way in Berkeley. Mm-hmm. But this year, specifically, I'm really excited because we haven't had dinner as a family. Well, like, in Vegas, we did. But just us, like, as a close family in, like, a long time.
Yeah.
So I feel like Naya's actually coming for Thanksgiving, so we're all gonna be together, and I think I'm hosting it at my house. I'm not sure. I'm like,
yeah, I don't think we know whose house.
I think we said mine because I'm the only one with a dining table.
Oh yeah. I know.
We can sit, we all eat on your island or your couches. Or like, I think I'm hosting because I just got a dining table.
Yeah.
So, but I'm excited because we're all going to come together and have a dinner. And I think my mom just sent a group text in our family group thing. And we were like, what is everyone eating?
Yeah, we don't even know what we're bringing. We're filming this a whole week before you guys. So you're probably listening to this like, I don't get it. But yeah, so by the time y'all are listening to this, we'll already have it all figured out and shit. But
I hope we make tamales.
We're not. I almost said that's for Christmas. She just wants to make her. Oh, also, you guys, we don't eat turkey. I don't know, none of us have ever really been a fan of turkey, so we make turkey. Ham.
Oh yeah, hacemos ham.
We love ham. I love ham.
Is that pig?
Ham?
Ham is pig.
No, it's not. Isn't that another
kind of, what is that, cow?
That was another bird. Well, it looks like a bird.
It's no, it's pork.
A ver qué parte del puerco es.
Su panza.
No, it's
su pierna.
Ay.
Well, it's shaped like a triangle and the little piggy's like.
Search it up. I want to know.
Is turkey ham? Oh, no. How do you look it up? Is Thanksgiving ham?
Just what is ham? Well, like, what animal does it come from?
What animal is ham?
What animal is ham?
Pork. I told you, bitch. Ham is the cured leg of a pork. Si o no te acabo de decir eso.
It's because every time I think of pork, I think of like carnitas, not ham.
Well, it's all pink.
Like the carnitas is all brown.
Porque ya lo asaron. Hey. Well, pork or honey or...
Honey, bitch. Or cow. My dog.
It's really good. Mm-hmm. You're like, I don't want it anymore. You know,
oh my God, this one time. We were hosting a Friendsgiving at my house. This was back in 2021, I think.
It was like 3 years ago or 2 years ago.
I don't remember, but it was like our first time hosting like a Friendsgiving. And I was like in the group chat. I was like, okay, you guys, I'm hosting. Like, what is everyone bringing? Like, I want to make sure we don't all bring the same shit or whatever. Yovi and Q invited like all my friends. And I decided, I think it's a YouTube video. I don't remember.
Yeah, or a TikTok.
No, I wasn't on TikTok like that back then.
Then YouTube.
But I remember I was like making mashed potatoes. Yes. Bitch, I thought it was like all yummy and shit. And Yuati and Alex get there and they're like, ooh, what'd you make? I was like, I made mashed potatoes. And Alex is like, ooh, let me try it. So he tries it and he's like, he's like, the fuck you put in here? And I was like, potato? And he was like, just potatoes? And I was like, yeah, with salt. And they start cracking up because I really thought all you needed was potatoes and just salt.
Mash it and yeah. put salt.
It's because literally, you guys, when I film my cooking videos, I really like to just do it how I think it's done. I feel like that's the funny part of it, is I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. But maybe for this one, since it was for a Thanksgiving feast, I should have searched it up.
You should have. But I remember trying it, dude, and it was literally just papas. I was like, what the fuck? And then Alex was like, do you have all these things? He wanted sour cream, yeah. like cream cheese.
Fucking milk.
Milk. He wanted so many things. And Louis was like, you're going to ruin my mashed potatoes. Well,
he was like, do you have sour cream? I was like, sour cream? And he's like, what about milk? And I was like, why the fuck are you going to put milk in mashed potatoes? So like, it was
butter.
Crazy. But he ended up finding some ingredients in my empty ass fridge. And when I tried his, I was like, oh.
Yeah, you're like, those are mashed potatoes.
I
know.
I was like, oh, so that's what goes into mashed potatoes. Yeah.
Just literally thought mashing up potatoes was going to work.
Well, they're called mashed potatoes.
Have you heard that people call them either, for you, they're mashed potatoes? Mm-hmm. Okay, there's people that call them smash potatoes.
Smash? I've never heard of that.
And I only heard about that when I was a server. There was like in the restaurant, all the servers were like, so what do you guys call it? Because some clients would come in, some customers would come in and be like, can I have some smashed potatoes? And I was like, am I hearing that right? They saying fucking smashed potatoes? So comment down below if you call them mashed potatoes or smashed potatoes. But in the restaurant, the servers were 50-50.
What the fuck? I've literally never heard of that.
Yeah.
But
smash.
I remember in middle school, dude, they had this yearly race.
Oh my God. You remember? Yeah.
There was this yearly race, you guys, where whoever won, and anybody can participate. They had like a sixth grade race, a seventh grade race, an eighth grade. So like for every grade, and anybody can participate. And it was around the whole fucking school. It was this long thing.
It was called the turkey race.
Yeah. Turkey and the winner was going to win a turkey to go home. And like they did it because like a lot of people were like where we grew up in. Probably didn't have like the money to buy these kind of things, so it's kind of like the school's way to like give back to, you know, somebody who maybe couldn't buy a whole feast, and like they're giving back to us in a way.
Yeah.
So I participated in this race in seventh grade, and I was like, I'm gonna win some turkey ass. And they had a first, second, and third place, like, fucking prize. And I remember in the yearbook, I come out, and I'm like, ready.
Shut up.
They stood, like, I went all the way to the front of the line, and they took a picture as soon as we started running. And I was like, and I lost.
I know. I was going to say, you lost, Hall, because I never saw a turkey.
No, but then Andrea did. Andrea did the race, and she won, and she comes home all happy. She's like, Mom, look!
A turkey! And Andrea, back then, I think she was in cross-country or track.
Yeah, I think so.
But she was a fast-ass runner, dude.
That was always, like, athletic.
Yeah.
So she won, and my mom was like, we don't even need turkey.
She's like, what the fuck am I going to do with this? And Andrea was like, you better cook it, because I ran so fast to get you a turkey.
Yeah, Andrea was pissed.
My mom never cooked the turkey.
I was going to say, I don't remember what happened. Did we try it or not?
Threw it in the freezer, and it just... froze to death.
But it froze to death.
It just like super froze out. Even to this day, if you ask Andrea, she gets so mad because she's like, yeah, my mom never cooked the fucking turkey.
But I low-key feel like, wait, have we ever tried turkey for? I don't think I've ever even tried turkey.
I've tried it.
Because I was going to say, I always thought like ham was kind of like a Castro family thing. I don't know. It was like kind of that common. No,
it's pretty common. Like people will have like turkey, and then they'll have ham.
Well, yeah, but they always have like turkey and ham, not just ham. Mm. Because I remember like before I would tell people like, oh yeah, we're having like ham, and they're like, just ham. And I was like, yeah. They're like, that's weird. And
like, what, bitch?
I know recently I went to like a Friendsgiving, and I saw just ham.
Really?
Yeah, and I had
some. They didn't know how to make the turkey.
Probably. Well, bitch, I was watching videos on TikTok. They're all like taking out all the organs and then shoving
like lemons.
When
they take out the neck and it looks like a penis.
I know. It's like.
And then they like lift up the skin and butter it up. I'm like, what?
When they're like separating the skin from like the.
Oh, the meat. They're like separating it. And they're like, you're going to let it take a baño maria for like 50
baño
hours.
Baño maria? What the fuck?
I don't know. That's what my mom calls it. Un baño maria.
I was like watching videos. I literally watch all these videos as if I'm going to be the one cooking them.
Louis like, all right, let me learn.
let me take y'all down what a Castro family Thanksgiving looks like.
Yeah.
So, I feel like ever since we were little, it's always just been the Castro family.
Literally just us.
Yeah, and it's crazy because whenever I say, like, oh, me and, like, my family are doing the, people assume, like, people who, like, I'm just having a conversation with will assume, like, family means uncles and cousins and,
like, 20, 30 people in one house.
But it's, no, it's always just been the Castros. Us.
Just don't we, my child, Louis, Yoatzi, and Andrea.
And I think there's been, like, maybe a few occasions where we had another uncle there with us with our cousins. Mm-hmm. But I don't remember if that was more like Christmas. But I feel like for the majority of all our Thanksgiving, it's always just been us. And that's always been, like, I want to say my definition of family is just my immediate family. And I think that's just how it's always been, like, growing up. We were... ew.
Sorry.
Bless you. I think at the beginning when we were, like, growing up, there were moments where we would kind of do things with our other family.
Dude, I feel like I'm trying to go as far back as I can, and I cannot think of us spending Thanksgiving with, like, other family members. Oh, yeah,
Thanksgiving for sure, no. But I'm saying, like, with other like, little... parties.
We did Christmas. Do like Christmas with other family,
but that was when we were little,
like 7 years old. Like,
yeah, like eight. I barely have a memory of it happening. But I don't know. I think that's part of the reason why we're so close is that it's always just been us. And I mean, I don't want to like spill our family drama out there or anything, but I feel like with us as our immediate family, we never have to worry about us talking shit about one another. We never have to talk about envidia.
We're
chias
chismosas.
Oh, chia seeds.
That's the new nickname for your tías, chismosas. Chias.
No, but yeah, I was going to say, like, I think that's the nice thing about all of us just being so close is that we don't have to worry about any of that. And it's we know that at the end of the day, no matter what's happening, we always have each other to, like, count on.
Yes.
And I think that's one thing that I'm very thankful for is the loyalty in this family. And I think the only times we've ever really had altercations with one another, it always had to involve somebody else that wasn't a part of the family. Mm-hmm. Like, the only times we've ever, like...
agreed.
Argued or turned on each other, that's always been, like, a third party.
Because of somebody else. Like, it's not just us. So, the first person... I start naming names. I'm like, so this person... I
know. We're all exposing them right now.
But I feel like, as a family, I feel like we're really good at, like... not fighting with each other. And if we do fight, it's like little fights that don't really mean anything crazy.
And we know that at the end of the day, even if it was an ugly fight, we can always come back to each other and like fix it. But when there's other people involved, that's when it gets kind of like ugly and messy.
But these last couple Thanksgivings have been really different because when we were chamacos, my mom, pobrecita, she would cook everything for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And we were just like playing, like, you know, till my mom was like, ding, 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 dinner's ready. Mm-hmm. But now these last couple ones, we all help out. Was it last Thanksgiving when we made tamales?
Mm-hmm. No, that was Christmas.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because I have a YouTube video that I never posted.
Bitch. We all got together as a family and we made tamales. And it was like literally the first time that my mom let us help her make tamales.
Yeah.
Because my mom's like, es que a veces me estresan más de ayudarme.
I was going to say, like, I feel like my mom's always done most of the cooking, but because you can never give my mom a break. And I don't know if y'all's family or moms are like that, but even if we're like, mom, you sit down and we're going to do the cooking, she finds a way to...
like, get back in there. She's like, no, like, I'll do stressed. This. Yes. Yeah. But this last year was really nice because she let us volunteer. And I think I was, like, putting the masa and Louis and Andrea were folding. Yeah. And, like, we made very yummy tamales. Mm-hmm. And this year, I think we're all going to do, like, a little potluck. She's making ham. I'm not sure what I'm making yet. I don't know what the fuck you're doing yet.
I'm going to try to make my mashed potatoes again.
What?
But the right way.
Can you make gravy, too?
No.
He goes to KFC.
No, I just warm it
he
up.
He just buys mashed potatoes and gravy. Everything he's like, can I get a large?
I grab like a family size.
And Andrea said that she's going to make her yummy cookies.
Oh, I love Andrea's cookies.
She makes the best snickerdoodles. They're so good.
Amazing. But I think also for this Thanksgiving, we're going to have some friends over.
We are?
Yeah, well, we had them last year.
Should we say who?
No. I'm just kidding. Yeah, we're going to have... well, I'm going to invite Adam and Laudo.
They better say yeah.
Last year, it was
like, cute. We're leaving to Texas.
They're just coming back.
I know.
Last year was cute because, well, I think... our parents are very special about who we bring
to the house.
To the house. And
yes. Especially to family traditions like ours. Like we said, mm-hmm. it'll just be us for Thanksgiving.
Bleh. Pero con razón. Like, my mom's always had like the, like, I don't like that person. Or
like, she has a vibe radar.
Yeah. And I feel like I have a vibe radar. But
my mom, she is so good with vibes. She'll immediately tell you, like, that person, uh-uh.
And it's not even that she's looking around to be like, fuck that bit. But she's just kind of like, she lets you have your relationship with that person.
Yes.
But once it starts going another way, my mom will be like, you know what, like, I already saw that coming. Or like, yeah. I knew that person wasn't good for you. Or you know, she'll put in her two cents when it's right, but she's not the type to be like, stop talking right.
Yeah.
Like, or she lets us do our thing.
Or she won't be. For example, there was this one person a long time ago in our family that we met. And from the moment that my mom met this person looked at my mom up and down, like looking at my mom. Mm-hmm. And my mom noticed that, but she still was like cordial with that person and was never like mean towards that person. And then later that person started giving our family problems. And mm-hmm. my mom was like, I knew it. I caught it since the first day I met her. I just didn't want to say anything because I don't want to mess things up and stuff.
I was going to say, I think the way that we know when my mom catches a bad vibe from someone is because she doesn't like them coming around.
Yeah.
Like, she won't tell us, like, don't bring that person. But she, like I said, my mom lets us do our own thing. She's not metiéndose in our lives like that. But I'll be like, oh, mom, can this person come over? Can I bring this person? She'll be like, nothing.
Or she'll be like, maybe another time.
Yeah. And then that's how I kind of get the hint. But I'm like, okay. And it's crazy because I want to say 99% of the time, she's always been right.
She's never been wrong.
Yeah.
To me.
She's never been wrong.
She's called it.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Her intuition is like on point.
But literally everyone who we surround ourselves with is like on my mom's good side. Well, mm-hmm. I feel like, yeah, like if there's, I mean, our circle is very small. And if it was someone that shouldn't be there, they would already be gone. But yeah, like even with like Adam and Lauro, like I love them. And like my mom loves having them around. And that means like a lot to me. And I know Adam and Lauro don't have family out here. So I remember, I think I invited them last year for the first time.
Yeah.
And they were so happy. And it made me happy because obviously I love my parents having a relationship with my friends as well. And seeing them like come over, because I didn't want them to like spend it alone at their house or anything.
Yeah.
So I invited them over and we all had like a great time.
And they're so cute. I love Adam. I love Adam and Lauro because they're not the type of friends that is like, I'm just here to hang out with your kids and I'm not going to talk to your parents. Like,
yes.
They come in with like open arms and they'll be like, what do you guys want us to take? Mm-hmm. And like, they're always talking to my parents and like, they make my parents laugh a lot too. Mm-hmm.
My parents love talking
to them. They love them. And then my parents, like, when we're having a family get together, they'll be like, are Adam and Lauro coming?
Yeah.
And we're like, duh. Like, we invited them. Yeah. So we love having them around and they're growing into the Castro fam.
Yeah, and also talking about like friends, like I'm also very, very thankful for my friends. Like, again, I don't want to talk too much about Vegas, but Vegas ended up being like a very family trip because coincidentally it just worked out. I invited a lot of my friends. Some of them weren't available, and some of them were. And sorry, I was gonna burp.
You're all crying. You're like,
I know. But once we were there, we were like, oh my God, wait, these are like the OGs.
The OGs.
Yeah, like it ended up being like my parents and then Addies, Yami, and Eileen, who are also from Watsonville. And I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. And like the whole time, I felt so nice because my parents were comfortable, obviously, in cotorreando the way they do with us. Like, it felt like nobody had a filter to be like, wait, I can't say this.
And yeah,
like,
no, it was so fun.
Yeah, like, I don't know. It was such an amazing time, so I can't wait to talk about that. But, yeah, just with friends in general, like, I feel like always kept my circle very, very small. And I put a lot of energy into friendships because I do see friendships as relationships.
Yeah.
And whenever I lose a friend or something, I see it. It's like a breakup. Heartbreak. Yeah. So I feel like I'm thankful for those that are still in my life and have chosen to ride with me for so long because it does mean a lot. You need friends.
We need to bring all of our OGs to our podcast. We have so many OGs, and they're all excited because we want them in the podcast. That way you guys can get a little more of a better of understanding of who we are as people, because they're like a good reflection of us as well.
Yeah.
But they're a really good reflection of us. And like when on this trip, we were talking a lot about throwback stories with Louie and Addis Beth and Yami. And there was a lot of stories I hadn't heard. I was cracking up. I was like, what the fuck?
And I literally told them, I was like, okay, stop talking about this. I was like, because y'all need to save it for the podcast. But it's funny that we have so much like to look back at, like growing up, that I don't know. It's just like funny, like bringing it up all over again and like remembering the memories,
all the stories.
I don't know about you though, but I feel a little bit more, is the right word, standoffish when it comes to asking my friends from back home to do things on social media.
Is standoffish the right word?
I feel a little more hesitant.
Hesitant, standoffish. Standoffish. I was like, I don't know about that one.
It was similar. It's a syllable, or what is it called?
It's a synonym. a cinnamon roll.
I feel a little bit more. What did I say?
Again? Hesitant.
Hesitant.
I was gonna say hectic.
it's weird, you guys, because I know they'd be open to it, but when I have like my friends like Adam and Laura who also do social media, it's a little bit easier.
Yeah, because they're used to it.
But with like my friends from back home or other friends who just don't do social media, I always feel a little hesitant, or I always have that fear of them being like, I don't want to.
Like, you don't want to force them into this.
I don't want them to be like, I mean, I guess.
Like, do I have to?
Even though I know they're not like that, because we've talked about them being on the podcast and they get like excited and happy for us. But yeah, I don't know. Like, I always feel scared. It's because it's a whole different world, you guys. Like, for example, Yoati and I, obviously, this is what we do. And it's what we're putting ourselves out there for, is, like, to be on camera and film. But, like, for somebody who doesn't do social media, like, it could be scary.
Like, yeah, and it can give them anxiety. Like, you know?
Like, when we filmed with our parents, mom was like.
But I'm so happy with that episode. It actually went so good. And, like, I think what makes them feel so good is that we're there and we're like walking them through it. Mm-hmm. But it went so good, that episode.
No, yeah. Some things that you're thankful for?
My big titties, my big ass.
Everything you paid for.
And I'm like, thank you, Dr. Chaudhry. I'm thankful for you. I think, I'm thankful for many things, but I think I am very thankful to Diosito. I want to start off there. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like this year he has blessed me with so many blessings. Mm-hmm. Like, this year has gone way better than I expected. I think I've had a really rough like 2-3 years. And I feel like this year was finally a really good year for me. Aww. Just like I manifested it.
Yeah.
Because last year during New Year's, we sat with like all of our friends and we all had New Year's resolutions that we were like, we're gonna do this. One of them being that we started our podcast.
Yeah.
And we did start it. And I said so many things out loud, and another big goal was me buying my house. And I did. So I think it was just a very amazing year. Thanks to Diosito, and thanks to my family who stayed so close by my side with all these like difficult things that have been going on in my life. But it was just a good year this year. So I'm thankful to Diosito, my family. And yeah.
That does remind me. I feel like I had this conversation with somebody the other day and it like opened my mind up. But it's also very similar to what you just said. Like, you're thankful for a lot of things that happen.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like a lot of those things weren't happening because you were also scared of them. Like, scared to dive into them. And
I feel that for sure.
Coincidentally, I had this conversation with somebody who was just telling me, like, don't let fear control your life. And it's true because, I mean, we already talked about the process of Yoati and I buying our homes. But a lot of what was stopping us, I feel, was fear.
Was fear.
Like, I was so scared of the process. I was scared of not.
Of rejection.
Of rejection. Scared of getting lost and trying to
like scared of losing my money, like there's so much fear involved in that.
So yeah, it's coming to, I mean, we're very close to like the end of the year, and although we're not done, like, I am already kind of thinking of, like, New Year resolutions and goals and stuff that I have for myself.
Me
and
too.
One of them is definitely, like, doing or trying to do the things that I'm scared of in life. And this girl, what?
Nothing.
This girl was telling me, she's like, let fear be, like, your drive. And she was just like,
fine, gonna have a threesome, I'll be back. Hi, I'll leave.
Y'all, I'm not even scared while you're doing it. No, but it really, like, stuck with me. Like, we had a pretty long conversation. I was just like, wait for it. I was like, there's so many things that I'm scared of that I want to do, but fear is literally being like,
I could name a few, but I'm not gonna do it here.
What? A few of what?
Stuff that I know you want to do, but you're too scared to do it.
Get a boyfriend.
That one. Just do it. No, but there's, I can definitely see that just like in myself, but I've told you there's so many things that he'll talk about things and then sometimes like he'll just leave it. And I'm like, Louis, what about this? Like, well, it's because.
I feel like, no, it's crazy because when I was younger, I had a bigger balls.
Well, because right. that happens when you're immature. Wait, I don't know if you knew about that, but I did study adult childhood development. I couldn't think of the word. But that's actually a fact. Like, when you're immature and you're in your younger stages, you literally have more balls because you don't take that risk factor in.
Yeah, you're as just you more willing to it.
Yeah, as you get older and you become more mature, you think more about everything and you're not as like, I'm going to throw myself. Like before. Like before, I'm sure Louis would jump off a couch and be like, "Wee!"
Yeah.
And he's like, I can break something. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, there you go. Like, it's very that. Like, I think about other shit. Or it's also other people and other experiences in your past who have just made their way into your head and been like, don't do that. Or, like, you know, you hear other people's, like, two cents. Or because I will say, buying my house, you guys, it's something that I had for a goal for myself for so long.
Yeah.
And I had people in my ear a lot telling me
not to do it.
A lot of people. Dude. And they were just like, no, not right now. Right now's not a good time. Don't do that.
But like, I was hearing that shit for like the last 5 years of my life.
No, that's what
it's
I'm
not
saying.
A good time. Don't do it.
I'm like, I'm not talking about right now. Like, the only reason I did it right now is because I was like, bitch, I'm gonna try. Like, let me see. But before that, I had been wanting to buy a house for the last few years, but I'm not saying that they were wishing negativity on me, but I'm saying, like, you know, everyone has their reasons as why you shouldn't do something, but I wasn't allowing myself to be like, can I do this? And it took me so long. So now that I did it, because even now, like, some people were like, you know, it's not good for you. But I did it, and I was like, what the fuck was wrong? Like, I'm fine.
You're like, everything's good.
Everything is, it's like the same. The only thing now is that I have a house to my name.
Yeah.
But I was just like, all this fear, like, nah, that. Or, like, also, you guys, another one was, like, my recovery for, like, my BBL. A lot of people were like, it's the worst fucking thing. Don't fucking get surgery. It was
hard. Pretty bad.
But it wasn't my fear that the things that people were telling me did not match to how it was.
Yeah.
Like, I was like,
not give it.
Like, it was bad, but not as bad as I just, somebody was like, nah, I'm not even going to get into it. But yeah, it's a lot of things that I feel my fear would stop me from, but I'm happy that.
And I am half. But I feel like anything in life, if it doesn't scare you, then don't do it. Like, if it's scary, that's when you should do it. That's when you know that it's gonna be good. It's a good move if you're scared of it. Because think about it, if you're not scared of it, then it's like,
It's more like a risk.
Yeah, but pero también no hagas pendejadas. Like, we're talking about good risks.
Yeah,
okay?
We're talking about good risks.
Yeah,
y'all.
Don't go do stupid shit.
Someone's like, I'm scared to jump into the ocean.
No mames. No, like whether it's like starting a business or like I'm gonna start social media. Like, I feel like a lot of people are terrified of starting social media. But hello, like, people just do it and then they get TikTok recognized and all that good shit.
Yeah.
So just go for it. Stop being a pussy.
Talking about fucking TikTok and fear.
And pussy.
Fuck you, putas. What? Everyone listening.
Why?
After we filmed that episode of, like, our fears and me talking about being scared of the ocean, all these perras, they were all tagging me in, like, videos.
The ocean
about
one.
The deep ocean, or, like, scary ones are, like, Louis. They were just tagging me or put, like, hee hee. And I was like, fuck.
No, man. I got the same ones with holes. And I'm like, is this what you mean? I was like,
But I was like, why are y'all tagging me in this shit?
They're mean.
I know it's funny. We're also with the Pascualita ones.
They tagged us on so much Pascualita shit.
I know.
But that's how I know that we're all besties, you guys. Like, we're all friends. Because, like, listen. Like, that's something that you do to a friend. Like, when you want to fuck with them, you're like, I'm going to send them a picture of holes.
You're all hyping them up to keep doing I'm like, no, that's not what besties do.
Yeah, we're going to block you.
No, just kidding.
Not invited to the party.
No, but it's fine. Also, you guys were really close to 100K. So
should I check how many we're at?
For that.
I'm at almost that. You know what I mean? No.
We're at 93,500.
No.
What are we at now?
I just refreshed it. We're at 94,176.
It was different. It was different this morning because I checked.
100K. I'm just kidding.
We're so close.
Oh my God. We're like what? 5-6K away?
Yeah, like 5,400.
So if you're watching right now, and you haven't subscribed, hasta verganda, yeah.
No, but so you can still watch without having a YouTube account, huh? Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
Like somebody, if they don't have a YouTube account, they can still watch.
We'll make an account.
I mean, they're like, just to subscribe.
Well, yeah, because what if you're one of the ones that gets invited to the Pretty Not Smart Party?
Oh, that's true. We are having a Pretty Not Smart Party, and we're inviting some of y'all.
We are.
Yeah, to have an account.
Because you have to be subscribed. This Thanksgiving, like I said, I'm really excited because it is going to be hosted at my house and my new dining table. And we're going to have a bunch of food. I don't know what we're each going to make, but I think it's going to be cute. And also, every single Thanksgiving. No, every Thanksgiving scene fire, we do our Secret Santa.
We do always do Sirera.
Every Thanksgiving, because we know that we all see each other. Except last year or 2 years ago, we didn't see Nea, so we did our Secret Santa through the camera. But now she'll be here, so all five members of the Castro family will put our names in there, and then quien te toca, te toca.
Yeah, I feel like that's part of like our little Thanksgiving tradition. We always do Secret Rana. And then I feel like ham is also part of the tradition. If there's no ham, bitch, that's like our main dish. So if there's no ham, we're like, the other time my mom couldn't find ham. She was all panicking. Yeah,
she couldn't find the pinche pavo because they didn't have anywhere we lived.
Jamón, not pavo.
I mean jamón.
But how we talked about like Black Friday earlier, you guys, I feel like Black Friday was something that we would always like look forward to before. When Black Friday was good.
When Black Friday was Black Friday.
Yeah, like I remember.
I want to know who the fuck is in charge of Black Friday and who changed the rules to make it like it's not Black Friday anymore. It's a whole month of sales.
No. Well, also, here's my theory. Here's what I'm thinking.
I'm leaving.
Because before it really was just on Thursday night.
Thursday night going Friday.
So, like, at 12, a lot of stores would open, if not, like, fucking Friday. And it was, the sales were only to that day.
Yes.
Like Friday.
Not Saturday, not Sunday. Yeah. Just Friday.
And that's when people would go crazy, like, lining outside of the stores, camping outside, and, like, to get the best fucking deals. But low-key, I feel like from then till now, social media has become such a big thing. That I low-key feel, because people were like literally talking about it recently. They're like, why do stores not do that anymore? But I low-key feel like these stores will have like chafa as sales in store, if not like dragged out. And they have their good sales online because I feel like it saves the stores all the hecticness. From a store's POV, like I'm probably like, damn, like all the workers, all the shit they have to go through with like everyone destroying everything and like creating a chaos, and you know, because it was a chaos. Like I remember people literally fighting for certain things, or like
get stepped on.
Yeah, like my parents would like grab us. Oh yeah, there's people who would get injured, like all this shit. So I low-key feel like now that like buying online has become more of a thing, I feel like it's a way for these stores to still have their sales but avoid the chaos.
Well, back in the day it was Black Friday and then Cyber Monday.
It was two different things.
Two different, completely different.
You would literally
things.
Wait on Monday and that's when you would go online.
Online deals.
But yeah, I mean now it's just,
now it's boring. I don't, it's definitely not something I look forward to anymore.
Yeah, like I don't go online, because even before like Cyber Monday, I would still go online to certain stores that I wanted to buy things off on sale.
Yeah.
But Yeah, not so much no more.
They're boring. Whoever's in charge, you suck.
But yeah, I miss, we used to stay up like right after.
We used to have dinner and then we would pick our store.
Or we would go to the last outlets.
We'd go to the outlets and they were open till like 3 a.m.
But I hated some of the fucking sales. I remember at the outlets, you guys. Y eso que eran outlets son nosotros. Nosotros esperábamos like even better discount. Bitch, you would go into like a certain store and you'd be like, buy 4 jeans, get 1 free.
I'm yes. Like, or it'd be like, you get 10% off. Like, hello, you guys have better deals when it's not Black Friday.
I think that was when we started realizing like, okay, Black Friday is not.
It's not anymore. What it used to be.
Because before like the sales were like crazy. I remember that's when we would go buy like our Nintendo DSs or our games or like TVs. Mm-hmm. Like we would save our money to be like, okay, like Black Friday. And then eventually it just started turning into like, all the only movies that were on sale were like the 1921 movies.
I know. And it was like $2, $5. Nah, yeah. They were so expensive. $10.
Yeah.
And but then it just. Yeah, it's changed so much. So that's kind of lame. It's sad.
I know, but oh well. Can always now find sales now.
Now we have to pay full price for Christmas presents.
I get stressed out about buying Christmas presents, you guys. I really do.
Why? It's so fun.
It's kind
of Louis likes to wait like the week of. I'm like, you all done with Christmas? And then he was like, no, I haven't even started. I'm like, oh.
La gente me estresa. The only times I go shopping, you guys, is if I already know what I'm going to buy. And Christmas, I don't know what I'm going to buy. And I don't like.
You don't like browsing?
No, I hate browsing. And that's why I feel like Christmas shopping is so stressful for me. Especially because I'm alone a lot of the time, you guys. And like, the malls are all busy. And I get anxiety and I get stressed and I hate it. I don't want to be there. Like, for example, I just went to the mall recently because I had to go buy like some slacks. I literally went to the store that I needed to go to, bought what I bought and left. But like, I don't like walking around.
But look, you guys, Louis picks the worst times to go shopping. Like he has Monday through Friday, but he will go Saturday and Sunday when it's the most packed. And then everybody knows that the malls are empty Monday through like Thursday. And then in the mornings. Pero este le gusta ir después de las cinco, cuando está ahí todo el pinche pueblo.
No. Monday at fucking 1 p.m. or 11 in the morning. Porque el sábado fui a las 11 de la mañana.
Pinche sábado.
Pero todavía está igual. I've also gone on a Tuesday a las 11 y todavía está muy packed. I get anxiety regardless of the fucking time
now
of the day.
Now it might be more packed because everybody's shopping.
But that's what I'm saying. Like Christmas shopping is during the holidays and kids don't have school and people aren't at fucking school. So I can go on a fucking Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday and there's still going to be people there.
Order everything on Amazon.
I see. Que todo me llega tarde y mal.
Oh, pues.
That's why I hate it. Like, there's no fucking way.
But you do really good every year with the Christmas.
Hey.
I'm like, what are you going to buy me this year?
Nothing. I'm not buying nobody nothing.
Wait, let's talk about the one Christmas with our parents.
So I think we did talk about that.
I don't think so.
Yeah, we did.
So one time, well, I don't know. I don't care. I'm going to say it again. One time our parents nos dieron dinero and they were like, here you go, you guys. A Merry Christmas. Go buy yourself whatever you want for Christmas. And then just like wrap it up for yourself. Put it under the Christmas tree.
But listen to what she just said.
Because they were like, we don't know what the fuck you guys want.
They and said, then, nobody's buying each other presents. Buy what you want. Wrap it yourself. Ta-da.
Okay. And so we all got money. But me, my sister, my mom, and my dad still went out of our way. And we still bought each other little regalitos, even if it was something little. Like, we all got a bunch of little shit. And we were gifting each other. Louis was like, just like staring at us.
No, so we started opening presents. And I started opening my presents.
And like, he just bought like showing, his shoes,
I'm
his
showing
hat.
Everybody what I bought for myself as I was told in the directions.
In the directions.
And then I see, you know, everybody's like giving each other shit and even giving me shit. And I was like, I was just staring at them and they're like, what? And I was like, I didn't buy you guys anything. I was like, you guys told me not to.
And we're like, but you could have thought. And he's like, mm-mm. He's like, you guys said.
But keep in mind, I was like in middle school.
Yeah, it was just fucking funny though. Me and Andrea laughed to this day because we were all gifting each other shit. And Louis was just there like, I didn't buy you guys shit.
And I literally bought myself like 7 pairs of shoes.
Dude, he bought himself so much shit. Like shirts, hats, shoes, jeans, like everything.
It was a merry, merry Christmas.
For you. It was really funny, though.
No, but it's crazy how much, like, our economy fucking changes all the time because...
Ya no alcanza para nada.
I remember antes, my parents... after that first time, it started becoming a thing where our parents would give us $100 to buy ourselves and each other gifts. Mm-hmm. And with those $100, si surtiamos.
Like, see, we would buy a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, and like now doing that.
But ya no alcanza para nada.
Literally, like, it's just crazy to think about, like.
Today, I went to fucking Home Depot to go buy decorations for the outside of my house because I'm going to show up all my new neighbors. Like, bitch, who just moved in? I'm about to show up. Uh-huh. I spent $1,300.
Ay, pues, ¿quién te manda de estar de estúpida? ¿Qué compraste? What the fuck would you buy for $1,300?
Well, I don't know.
Bitch, I just bought things.
Well, when you go to my house, you'll see. We're like, all right, I want everybody to feel like they're at Disneyland when you go to my house.
Yeah, I see. No, you guys, for me,
I don't decorate because I'm boring.
Bitch, my house was all prettier than all of y'all's last year. Don't ever. My house was sickening last year.
I'm trying to remember. The outside?
Your tree? Oh,
no,
yeah.
No, I'm talking about the outside.
Bitch, why am I going to spend money on the outside?
Mira, ya ves? He doesn't decorate the outside. That's what I'm talking about.
But here's the thing. My home where I used to live wasn't a fucking traditional home. It was a cookie cutter house. So what the fuck was I going to decorate? My garage?
Yeah, he didn't have a front lawn.
I didn't have nothing to decorate. Por
lucecitas.
Ay, sí, ahí déjame monto.
Hay gente que te las pone.
No.
Sí. Mm-hmm. Fucking
so last year, I didn't decorate my house because I tengo que hacer yo todo. Yo estoy muy estresado para hacer eso.
But on the inside, it was very nice. I think Louis won first place last year for decor.
But I was going to say, last year, oh my God, I was so fucking pissed because I went to la tienda and I bought a bunch of shit. Like, literally spent a lot of money because, like Yoati said, I would never really decorate. If anything, it was like my tree and like some little things. But Yoati is very much like, I'm gonna like my whole house, like,
yeah,
my living room's gonna have like little Christmas stuff, the walk in, the outside, whatever. But mine was just like my living room, that's all, yeah, I really cared for. And this last year, I was like, okay, like, let me invest some money and like. You know, and my parents over time have bought so much Christmas stuff. Like, my parents have shit from,
dude,
10 years ago
that they still use. My parents, you walk into their house, it's a winter wonderland.
Pero todas las cosas están bien cuidaditas. Even, yeah, if it's 10 years ago from now, they bought it, like, it's really nice. So, like, yeah, these girls obviously make it very, like, Christmas vibes. So, for me, I was like, okay, my turn, because I'm always all sick, huh? And I went to the fucking store and I swear I bought so much shit and I spent so much money. I bought all these fucking pillows and all these fucking little decor shit. Bing. Once I put everything out, I was like, where did everything go?
Yeah, I hate that.
I literally was like,
It's because, like, when you decorate, you have to add, like, accents. Like, a rug will make a big difference. It'll make it look like it's really decorated, yeah, or like a crazy big blanket. Uh-huh. And you probably just bought a bunch of little shit and just put it like
I bought a bunch of like knickknacks, like, yeah, things like this, like it was like a little Santa and stuff that you put everywhere, but it kind of got lost. And I don't know, and it's really hard to find purple, yeah, things on Christmas. I don't like the traditional red and green on my house. Like, I appreciate it at other people's places, but at mine, I want a fucking purple fantasy, and it's really hard to find the right shade of purple and find purple things that match, and it was really
hard. Are you
hard.
Decorating the inside this year?
That's what I'm thinking about. I really want to, but
look, right now, they say que no quiere, and then later, he's like, I should have decorated.
What I do really want to decorate, though, is the outside of my house, for sure.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, this time, yeah. Well, now Chimilagro. I have space.
My dad can help you.
Yes, because before you...
All I could really
all I could decorate was my garage if I wanted to.
It was like a
to.
Patch that was like this big.
And like Yoati said, I could like hire somebody, but my house was very like, it's wide, if that makes sense. And it's just really, my old place was really wide and tall. So if I wanted to put fucking string lights, somebody was going to have to climb like a 50-foot building to, yeah, put the string lights. But this year, I definitely have a lot of front yard space and a lot of space for lights and shit.
It's going to look cute. I'm hiring somebody. Someone to put up my lights because I could never.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
shit. I'm going to be like.
Make it a video.
I am. All right, I'll be following Lady Gaga when she's throwing the paparazzi. Yes. She's like, that's me.
Wait, so you don't even want to say what your theme is?
I am going to say it just because it's your fault.
What?
The Grinch.
Yay. I'm so excited that you're doing
the last
Grinch.
Year I did Nightmare Before Christmas and I kind of went all out, but not a lot. Because I couldn't really find a lot of stuff. And then this year, I was going to do Disney. But Louis was like, fuck Disney. You do that shit every fucking year.
Yeah.
You do that shit every day. And I was like, okay. And then he started, he was like, do Grinch. And I was like, I feel like everyone did Grinch. And then he started sending me a bunch of inspo. And I was like, okay, that's it. I'm doing Grinch.
It just looks so, like, I love the combination of the Grinch color of his fur and, like, the red.
It just screams Christmas.
And because you also have your kids, I feel like, I don't know. It's just so cute. And, like, I would love to do the Grinch, but I'm all the green.
I told Travis about it. Travis is so fucking excited. Yeah, man. He was like, yes! I was like, oh, shit. I was like, I had no idea. Because Travis was terrified of the Grinch.
Oh, really?
Like, so scared. And then now he's like, yeah! He's so happy. So I was like, all right. I bought a fucking Grinch that dances.
Really?
He's a green one. Ew. Mr. Grinch. That's why I spent fucking $1,300.
Ah, pues con razón. I said fucking Grinch better actually start stealing gifts.
He all walks away with other Christmas
I know,
gifts.
From your whole neighborhood. But for mine, it's going to be
purple
and white. Because my house
is white. It's all the same thing.
Well, what else am I going to do?
Do pink. Ew. pink and purple.
I see, I'm all sponsoring.
I'm pretty not smart.
Y tú bien Grinch. Y yo todo sponsorship.
Doom.
No, yeah, for real. Like, I really can't think of any other. I mean, every color is beautiful. Like,
do purple stitch.
Purple stitch. I mean, if I can barely find purple shit, you think I'm going to find a purple stitch? No, I was going to say, like, for me, like, I appreciate every color of Christmas trees other than they're beautiful. But in my house, I really can't picture anything other than purple.
So you're gonna do purple for the rest of your life?
Yeah. And as the years go by, I'm just gonna keep collecting new things and doing new
purple. And then one day the house will be so purple that it's just purple.
I think that's what I get excited for Christmas, is like turning my house purple. Because here's the thing, you guys, in an everyday life, this is how it was at my old place. At my old place, all my downstairs was very modern and just like na que ver with the baddest perra. Mm. And you'd go upstairs, and the upstairs was the purple fantasy. Yeah. Like my neon signs, all my beauty room and my film room and my loft, like purple. Because that's the baddest perra in me.
True.
But as like Louis, I like a calm, neutral vibe.
Okay.
So
a very nice, like, division, half and half.
Yeah, so I feel like that's why for Christmas, I can let the bad espera take over my house. And that's why I get excited.
You all throw up
purple. I'm literally throwing up purple everywhere. That's why I get excited, because I'm like, okay, I can. Because, I don't know, I had worked with this interior designer, and they were, like, super excited to work with me. And when they got to my house, they started showing me, like, all these purple things. And I was like,
I don't want it purple.
Yeah, I started panicking. And they're like, wait, you don't want purple? And I was like, I don't want to do purple. They were like, why? I was like, well, like, purple is the bad perra. I was like, Louis doesn't want to be in purple 24/7.
Oh, that makes sense. That's crazy.
It's really, like I said, my fucking alter ego brain, like, slid down the middle.
It's literally down the middle.
I think I would go.
Who's smarter?
Huh?
Louis or the baddest perra? Who's smarter?
The baddest perra for sure.
Barter?
At barter year. Yes.
Oh, shit.
The baddest perra is just the best of everything.
Well, then can you ring the baddest perra?
I know.
Boring.
Louis just like. But yeah, no, I really think if I were to live in a purple house, I'd probably go insane.
You would probably hate purple.
Yeah. Like, I feel like I associate purple with, like, yeah, my alter ego and My alter ego is part of my job, and I love it so much, but I need a break.
Yeah, you're like in a neutral.
Yes, like I forgot what else. Somebody was like, well, the interior designer too was trying to get me to get like a purple couch and shit. And I was like, I can't do that. Because like right here, I have my purple couch, but I love it here.
You
like,
live for it here.
And my cars are purple, but like that's also me like all querida vibes. And like, I don't know how to fucking spell. I feel like the baddest perra is the fun, extra as fuck side of me, and Louis is like the fucking boring as...
The normal.
Yeah, like Mac.
What's that?
It sounded like a fucking train. That's all the fucking, with the one, what was it called?
The what?
It was like a movie.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
Bitch, no, with a train.
Polar Express?
Polar Express. It's like, it just like goes through us right now.
It's a Hogwarts. It's like, let's go. We're like, woo.
Oh, I'm so excited for the holidays, you guys.
Me too. And this is a really good intro video to the holidays.
And we'll see if Yoatsi was right about me decorating last minute or... Que tengo flow.
Yo ya voy a empezar a decorar mañana.
I know. I get like, oh, bitch, there was fucking hella people on November 1st, already putting up their fucking edible list.
That gave me so much anxiety.
I was just, ugh.
Like, relax. It was making me. That's how I felt.
It was making me feel like FOMO because I'm like, should I have my fucking Christmas tree? Pero nadie even put fucking esperas. Everyone was just putting their Christmas tree up and they're like, it's
that. The Home Depot one that just goes up y ya na que ver. Wait, what? There was a viral Home Depot tree that you just put it up y no nada que ver, no esperas, nomás pinches luces y ya está. Listo. Oh, bada bing, bada boom.
I just saw people putting up like their actual tree, but I was like, no, I want to see it with like full decor.
You're like, a ver, where's the Grinch?
I just wanted to see it like fully decked out and nice, but I'm excited. Hopefully we can turn out, right? We don't do shit. It's all ugly.
And we also have to decorate pretty not smart.
Yeah, you guys. So maybe by our next episode, but I'm not too sure.
Probably not.
Probably December 1st we'll have it.
Yeah, ready for December.
Yeah, so we'll have a purple fantasy going on here.
Pink.
Oh, wait, yeah. Purple and pink.
Just this stays purple.
I was
purple.
Just thinking was about like, mine. Imagine mine's all like Christmassy, your stays the same.
I'm like, hmm.
I was like, that's cute.
But like, so how many you want? You shouldn't have money.
I know. I'm like, well, I spent it all on her house. But all right, you guys, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode.
Hope and you I liked hope it.
You have an amazing Thanksgiving with your family or friends or whatever you decide to do. And we'll see you guys on the next one.
Bye. Bye.